The coalition leader turned his focus to asylum seeker policy this morning. Tony Abbott announced that the government of Nauru is ready, willing and able to reopen an Australian-funded detention centre on the island should the coalition be elected. Mr Abbott is in Sydney and he was joined by his immigration spokesman Scott Morrison, who's just returned from a lightning trip to Nauru. Sabra Lane is travelling with the opposition leader and she joins us now. So Sabra, this announcement by Tony Abbott coincided with the confirmation of another boat arrival. I presume he didn't let that go without comment?
That's right, Eleanor. He was asked about that, but information about this arrival only came at the end of the conference. Mr Abbott and his immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, called this media conference this morning to highlight Mr Morrison's return from Nauru. He was there yesterday inspecting the detention facility that Australia built there years ago. He says the Nauruans are ready, willing and able to open it within weeks if the coalition is elected to office. Pointedly, though, they were asked several times how much it would cost to reopen and what inducements had been offered to Nauru. The opposition wouldn't specifically put a sum on the cost, and ongoing inducements and costs, they say, won't be discussed because they're in opposition, not in government. At the end of the press conference, this news came through that the Navy had intercepted another boat near Christmas Island with 59 people on board. Mr Abbott was asked about it. Let's listen to his response.
I just say that when Julia Gillard was the Shadow Immigration Minister, she used to say by press release, another boat, another policy failure. Now, she didn't get a chance to say that very often because under the Howard government, there were, on average, three boats a year. Under this government, there have been, on average, three boats a week. There have now been 151 policy failures from this government, and that's on the logic of the Prime Minister herself.
That's the coalition leader, Tony Abbott, there. Now, Sabra, the coalition's also promising to make some changes at Australia's overseas missions. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Mr Morrison announced this morning that if the coalition is elected to office, he would order a number of reviews into the issuing of passports and the practice of hiring locally engaged staff at Australian missions abroad. He says there's anecdotal evidence in claims of bribery and fraud in the issuing of passports at Australian missions overseas. He was asked to detail cases. He didn't. He said a coalition government would instate a review into this practice and review the practice of hiring locally engaged staff. He was asked if he was maligning and defaming a number of staff now by making these assertions without proof. He didn't answer that charge head on, but he said a review was essential to see if this practice was in the national interest. Let's hear now from the immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison.
I've met with a large number of people and I have had all sorts of issues raised with me. Now, I've had a sufficient number of anecdotal cases raised with me to suggest that I really should have a good look at this if we are in government. And that is a responsibility to restore confidence in our immigration program that I think is entirely necessary. It'll be a proper review, and we will come to a conclusion following that review. And I have no doubts about the integrity of Australian staff working in our various embassies and other places. But it's important that the Australian confidence has the Australian people has this confidence, and that's why we've been initiating this review.
That's the coalition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison. Now, Sabra, speaking of diplomatic matters, did Mr Abbott have anything to say about the reports this morning that have now been confirmed that the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has accepted a United Nations job?
Eleanor, he did have a fair amount to say about that, saying that he'd be another part-time minister. Mr Abbott says there's been far too much uncertainty about a number of ministerial positions, given the decisions by the Defence Minister, John Faulkner, to go to the backbench and the Finance Minister, Lindsay Tanner, to resign altogether. Let's listen to how Mr Abbott attacked this news.
Not only do we have a situation where the Prime Minister can't say who her Finance Minister will be, who her defence minister will be, who her foreign minister will be after the election. We've also got the prospect of part-time ministers in the Gillard cabinet, should the government be re-elected. You've got Minister Garrett, who's been a part-time minister for months, and if the Prime Minister is correct, and former Prime Minister Rudd has been promised a job, plainly he's going to be a part-time minister. It's just not good enough. Australians deserve a full-time government and they won't get that if this government is re-elected.
And that's the coalition leader, Tony Abbott, and our reporter, Sabra Lane, travelling with him in Sydney.